Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back, or welcome to the It's Naptime podcast, everybody. My name is Natalie Palick, and I am the host of this lovely podcast. Today is November 15th. It is a Wednesday. It is hump day. Happy fucking hump day. I hope you're having an amazing start to your day, an end to your day, start to your week. Whatever, whenever, wherever you're listening to this, I just hope that you are in great spirits and just know that you are so, so important and such a beautiful soul and deserve to take up all the space that you want to. I just got back from EDC Orlando. We got back about 3 o'clock on Monday, so 2 days ago. So I am still in the heat of the recovery, but thank God we are not sick with the Wook flu. If you know, you know. If you go to a festival, you are around thousands of people. I don't even know the total attendee count, but I'm sure I could find that out with a quick little Google search. But there was so many people at the festival. We had VIP tickets, which if you listen to the last episode about Raving 101, which actually just went live yesterday. So I'm recording on a Wednesday. You guys know if you've been here for a while, Mondays are usually my thing, but I wanted to give a little recap of EDC, and I feel what better time to do that than 2 days after coming back. Everything is still fresh in my mind. I'm still feeling a little silly goofy from the recovery, so what better time than now? The festival was a 3-day long festival, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Gates open at 1 o'clock and the festival ends, the lights turn on at midnight. We typically try to leave at around 11:30, 11:40 to avoid the masses because it's kind of crazy exiting the festival. We actually parked at a friend's parents' house, so we parked about a mile and a half away, which was about a 30 to 45 minute walk, and our Airbnb was about 45 minutes away, so we had a little bit of a trek every single day going to the festival, and then we were on our feet from anywhere between 3 to midnight, and then adding on that mile and a half walk and 45-minute drive, we didn't get home until about 2 a.m. every single day. One day we got home at like 1:30, 1:15, and that was great, but every other day we were definitely into the wee hours of the morning. But nonetheless, it's all part of the experience. Let's get into some of the funny, goofy memories that we made at EDC. So Friday, the number one artist that I wanted to see, aside from Subtronics and Kazo and a few others, Level Up. I've never seen Level Up perform, which if you are in the rave scene, you know that Level Up and Subtronics just got married, I want to say a month ago, maybe less than a month ago. And in my heart of hearts, I was hoping, begging, praying, pleading to God and the rave gods that there would be a surprise little appearance from Subtronics on Level Up set, or even vice versa, Level Up and Subtronics set. But we did see Subtronics down below, like underneath the stage. You could see his bun from literally anywhere. But her set was such a vibe. I actually did bring my Flowstar the first 2 days, and it was so fun to just play with the Flowstar the first 2 days. Like, it was so fun. I definitely am so excited to get a lot more comfortable and just better at using my Flowstar, but it was so fun. The weather was absolutely beautiful. Day two and day three, so Saturday and Sunday, we actually did get some little sprinkles, which if you know Florida, if you live in Florida, if you visited Florida, honestly, I think everyone knows that Florida just gets these little rain showers, same with Arizona, but Florida's like every single day that they get them, the skies just open up and it rains for about like 10 to 15 minutes, just cools things off. It's a nice little cool down. But we did get it at the end of the night on the last two nights of the festival weekend, and it was beautiful. Being now that we're living in New Jersey, I definitely do not get as cold nearly as quickly as I used to in the past. So in previous years when we lived in Florida for college and we would go to EDC Orlando, it was a cold ass weekend. We would have to bundle up, always would have to be at the merch tent or at the vendors buying pants or hoodies or double pashminas just to stay warm. But this time I was stripping. I was hot. I had two different fans, and once we got those little rain showers, oh my gosh, it was, I could have cried. I could have cried. It was perfect. The food at the festival was absolutely amazing. They had fruit cups the first day. Sadly, they did not have them the second and third day, but what are you gonna do? So we ended up on day three getting this stuffed pretzel, and they had a few different options. I saw it on day one and I was like, yeah, I want to get that. But we didn't get it until day three. They had a Philly cheesesteak option, like stuffed into a pretzel. We did not get that, but from my friends that did get it, they said it was insane. They had a Nutella stuffed pretzel, which I really, 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 really wanted. We just didn't get around to getting a second one. The one that Anthony and I got and we shared was a mac and cheese stuffed pretzel. Oh my gosh, guys. It was phenomenal. The mac and cheese was so warm. Oh my gosh, like I need to figure out how they did that so that we can recreate it at home. It was insanely good. Now, being in VIP, they have this cute little concierge where you can just kind of pick up free things. They have so much candy there, like actual candy, not the bracelet candy, actual candy. Little teeny tiny rubber duckies to hand out to people. Bubbles, which I love bubbles. One thing about me, I fucking love bubbles. And festivals truly heal my inner child. And they just allow me to connect with the things that make me so happy. And I feel like most people feel that way about festivals. What else did they have there? Oh, they had deodorant for people to just like spray on themselves, which is so helpful because we are in Florida. Even though it's November, it's still toasty. And we are, you know, moving our body for 10 plus hours every single day. And your deodorant that you put on going to the festival, that shit's going to wear off. That is going to wear off. And when you're in the crowd, a foot away from every single person, Peach, what are you doing? I swear, every single time I go to record, she just decides to jump on top of something that she's not supposed to be on top of. Right now, she is on a hoodie that I actually ordered like a month or two ago, and it arrived the day that we got back from EDC, which was like a sweet little gift. I have to wash it, and oh my gosh, thank God I already cleaned all of our festival clothing, because that is a feat, my friends, having to clean the festival clothing, which is so disgusting, and then dealing with your hydro packs. We get ours from the company Lunchbox. Having to empty out like the bladder of like where you fill the water in and just clean it so it doesn't hold all these germs and bacteria and probably get mold. I make sure to clean ours immediately. My boots, oh my gosh, guys, I need to get new boots. If you're going to be on your feet for that long, you have to be wearing comfortable ass shoes, and these boots have never done me wrong. I've had them for like 3 or 4 festivals now, but I need to get new boots. My blisters on my two big toes, like trigger warning if these things gross you out. My blisters were so huge and disgusting. I had to literally pop them every single night, every single morning. I've never had to pop a blister or drain a blister. Ugh. I want to throw up just thinking about it, but they're better now. They're fine. But I swear to you, oh my gosh, even with wearing two Band-Aids, double socked, oh my gosh, my feet were just killing me. I should have put in those little Dr. Scholl's inserts, but I've never had to do that before, so I don't know. My boots, they were just not made for walking this festival. Day two was absolutely amazing. Like I said, there were so many artists that we wanted to see every single day. I'm like 99% sure Zed was who we saw on day two. There are so many artists. We kept going back and forth between the main stage, which is like, you know, like mainstream music, and the bass stage, which is, you know, where you're going to be a fucking headbanger. And that's the majority of our group. So we were there pretty much the whole festival. We would go back and forth between main stage and bass stage. There are a few other stages too for like house, techno, just anything that you are wanting to experience music wise, you will be able to find it at the festival. There are so many different stages. There are vendors that are playing music, and oh my gosh, the vendors. We always get a new pashmina every single festival, which is like a scarf. You just wear it and it honestly just sets the vibe. I even got my mom a pash that has cats on it, so I'm so excited to give that to her. But yeah, day two, so many amazing artists, and day three, there were so many conflicts, but we still managed to see majority of the artists that we wanted to see. We ended with the motherfucking, drumroll please, Chainsmokers. We ended with the Chainsmokers, guys. Oh my gosh, the Chainsmokers blew my absolute fucking mind. Like, melted my face off. Okay? They were phenomenal. Literally, I could have cried. I probably did cry, but there were so many amazing people in the crowd. And Alan Walker, oh my gosh, Alan fucking Walker. I love Alan Walker. If he has one fan, it's me. If he has no fans, I'm dead. Every single EDC that we've gone to, except for maybe one, Alan Walker has been there. And every single time we find the most amazing people in the crowd. I swear, every single person around us is just so nice, so loving. And like, if you bump into someone, they don't care. If they bump into you, you don't care because you're just having such an amazing, fun time. Wow. I swear, Alan Walker was easily one of the highlights of my festival. I ran into so many amazing, beautiful people. I even ran into some people that I knew from college, which literally happens at every single Florida festival, but especially EDC Orlando. I just saw so many amazing, beautiful faces, met so many new people, traded candy with so many amazing people, gave people little trinkets. I got fun little trinkets. It's honestly just such a vibe. Even when I was in VIP and there were people in GA across the rail right next to us, we're trading stuff across the rail. It was like the vibes at EDC this year were immaculate. And from everyone's posts that I'm seeing on Instagram, on TikTok, everyone is also in agreement. It was just so amazing. My group was so awesome. We all just connected, made so many amazing memories. And I am just so excited for next year. They're probably going to be releasing the payment plan for EDC 2024, which sounds so crazy. But they're probably going to be releasing that in like a week or two. They usually do it that following week after the festival ends because you're in the heat of the post-fest depression, the post-festival depression. So they're going to get you. They're going to get you where it's good. It's usually like a $10 down. And then depending on if you want GA, GA Plus, or VIP. Actually, I don't even know if they do GA Plus, but it's between like $20 to $40 a month, which honestly, I will be signing up. I will be signing up for the VIP because the VIP bathrooms, the VIP vendors, just everything about VIP, the crowd, the people, it's where I'm going to be. I saw so many amazing rave influencers that were just in VIP, and it was so awesome to run into them. I ran into the guy who is the owner of Ravers Naturals, and I absolutely love Ravers Naturals. It's one of the best things to have on hand, especially when you're walking by a porta potty and it smells disgusting. Walking by the bathrooms, walking by maybe a hot dog stand that you just do not want to be smelling. When people eat like a turkey leg in the crowd, oh my gosh, I swear I could throw up right then and there. But I just pull out my little Ravers Natural, smell that shit, and I'm good to go. It's also a great way to ground yourself. We use Boom Boom, Vicks, and Ravers Naturals. Just have so many on hand for, you know, to help with the smell, just kind of ground yourself and just, you know, do anything to elevate your mood because it can get super overstimulating and anxiety inducing when you're in the crowd and you're literally 2 inches away from people. And me personally, I'm 5 feet. So if I can't see an exit or I can't feel like I'm getting breeze on me, that is something that can rev up my anxiety and make me feel, you know, a little nervous and just not as at ease. So having things that can ground me and anchor myself, that's why a lot of people have little fidget toys or fans on them, just anything to help bring them back down. It's just a really good way to help keep yourself in a good headspace while you're in the crowd, because it does kind of take a while to get a good spot in the crowd and navigate your way through people. So it's just always good to have those things handy. Now, when I was listening back to the episode from last week when I was talking about essential things to bring for festivals, one big thing that I forgot and my mind was just running a million miles an hour, carry Narcan on you. That is something that my group has been doing for the last two and a half years, carrying Narcan. And unfortunately, last EDC Orlando, we did see a girl that overdosed. She dropped right in front of us and we had Narcan on us, and luckily someone in our group was a former cop and obviously had the training to do that, and we were able to bring this girl back to life. So make sure to have Narcan on you, even if you're not doing any drugs, even if you've tested your stuff, have Narcan on you, because that is also just looking out for the people around you. Like I said, PLUR, peace, love, unity, respect, responsibility. just having that love and extra step of responsibility for if something does happen. Because say you're in the middle of a crowd and someone drops and security, ground control, the paramedics, ambulance can't get into the crowd as quickly as needed. If you have that on you, you can help be that good Samaritan and just save someone's life, because we need to look out for everyone in our community, and this community is so precious and just means the world to me that I will never, ever, ever show up to a festival event anywhere without Narcan on me, and we make sure that every single person in our group also has Narcan. All in all, EDC was such an amazing, just such a heartwarming and bucket filling time. I'm so happy that we went. I really feel like it helps me with a lot of things that I was going through mentally and personally. Just having that time off from work, I was able to take a few days off from work, which was so, so amazing. A nice little mental reset. And then I'm actually going to see my family in Ohio in the next coming days. I'm so excited for that. My birthday is in 13 days from the day that I'm recording this, so November 28th. I'm so, so excited. I'm going to be seeing my family a little bit before that, which is just going to be so fun and awesome. I'm going to meet my brand new baby nephew, Maddox. I'm so excited. I love my two little nephews. Asher, I can't wait to see him. He is just the sweetest little boy. I can't wait to see my brother, my sister-in-law, my mom, and my dad. And I don't know if I will be seeing any other family, but quite literally 99% of my family lives in Ohio. So I'm sure during some point I will see other members of my family. But in this little trip, it's just about my birthday, meeting my nephew Maddox, and just seeing my family, because I haven't seen them in 2-ish months, and then I will be seeing them for Christmas time. I will be flying there, so Anthony and Peach will be staying in New Jersey so that Peach just doesn't have to do another travel, and obviously Anthony will be here once he spends Christmas with his family for the day and then comes back to the apartment. And we have super exciting news, guys. We are going to adopt another little kitty. We're going to welcome another kitty to the family. Our little fam will be expanding. I'm so excited, because then that means we won't have to bring Peach to every single trip that we go on. We can have someone watch her. We can have, you know, the two cats stay together. That's been our biggest thing, is that Peach just does not do well when we're not with her, because I work from home. You know, she's literally with one of us at all times. And let's say we go shopping or we spend the day with his family, or we're in Ohio and we go out with my family, but she's still like in a place that she's familiar. So yeah, we just want to welcome another kitty cat to the family, have her gain a little sister, and just kind of let her have her Mama Peach moment, which I'm so excited about. I loved having Peach when she was a little kitten. She was 7 months old when we got her, and I'm just so, so excited for that stage of life again. Speaking of cats, so I'm pretty sure I updated you guys on this, but Ollie, the cat that my parents found and brought to the vet, and the owner did not claim, so he was considered abandoned like 2 weeks ago, and which meant that Ollie was now a Palic. So I'm so, so excited to meet Ollie. When we go to Ohio, Peach will get to meet him. It will be like her little cousin. So that's also a big exciting thing. My family definitely needed that, a little addition to the family. Winston, our pit bull, he's getting up there in age, so he definitely needed a little buddy too. Our old family cat Canyon, who we unfortunately had to put down a few years ago, he was just, you know, it was his time. That was Winston's best friend. They were so cute together. And yeah, Winnie just really needed another little furry friend to hang out with during the daytime. So I'm so excited for that. I just can't wait to see the new addition to both Zach and Michaela's family and our family with Ollie. It's just, I'm just such in high spirits right now. And I hope that you guys are having an amazing day, an amazing couple things coming up, exciting plans coming up. I'm just so excited. We have our little mini Christmas tree set up. I left all of the presents for myself to wrap when we came back home to have a little boost of serotonin, so I'm just very excited for that. We picked out wrapping paper right before we left for EDC. I might even order some special wrapping paper on Amazon just because I want it all to be so cute. And then we have to order a bigger Christmas tree, which I'm so excited about. We have our Christmas tree that is a little bit shorter than me, and I'm 5 foot, so it's probably like 4.5 feet. So she's cute. She is the moment for right now, but our lights, when I came to bring up the Christmas tree, half of them were burnt out, so that was a little upsetting, but we did decorate the tree with the little ornaments that we have. And yeah, I'm just so excited. It's the best and the happiest time of the year. I am so excited. Today is just kind of a little recap episode of everything that's been going on and just a little catch up. And I did just want to say thank you guys so much for being here. I am loving all the just interaction and engagement and the community that we're building for this podcast. It is everything and more that I have just wanted it to be. And let's see, we launched about 3 months ago. So 3 months and a week-ish. It was on 8/8. So I'm just, thank you all so much for being here. We're almost at 200 followers on the Instagram, and I'm definitely looking to get a giveaway going, especially for the holiday time. So definitely stay posted on my Instagram, which, oh, and there's a train. Did anyone miss that? I know I did, being in Florida. But stay posted. Keep yourself posted on the It's Nap Time podcast Instagram. I'm going to be posting some things in the coming weeks for just a little holiday giveaway, just giving back to you guys because I love you all so much. And I know I'm probably sound like a broken record saying that, but it's the truth. This podcast has been something that I've been thinking about for years. I definitely was a lot more active on my social media in college and in the past. And then once COVID hit, I just kind of had a setback in everything, in my socialness and just my motivation and my wanting to just my drive for doing things, which I think a lot of people went through. So if you've been going through that, just know that you're not alone. You're never alone. Even if people aren't talking about it, people aren't always going to be as open and as vulnerable as you are, because some people do see that as a weakness or a way for people to take advantage of them. But just know that I am someone that is probably going through majority of the same things that you are. So I will always be sharing, or for the most part, be sharing stuff that I'm going through, because I never want anyone to feel alone, because that is one of the most isolating things, especially in your 20s. I'm about to be 25, and I definitely have felt the whole what the fuck is going on vibe with life. And I just think it's super important to have resources that you can tap into, people that you can listen to, reach out to, relate to. So I hope that I can be that person for someone, anyone out there. Even if it's only one person, I'm happy to be that for you. A little update on the 75 hard. Today is day 65, so I have 10 more days left, guys. I'm so excited. I'll probably do a few days extra of it. Maybe not everything about the 75 hard, but I've really been enjoying the drinking a gallon of water a day. I just feel so hydrated. And I'm definitely going to keep implementing more workouts in my day to day, which that's just so important. I think during this time of my life, I want to be at the peak level of fitness that I can be at, because I'm not getting any younger. And also reading. I have loved being able to read every single day. I'm actually reading another Mark Manson book. If you guys listened to earlier episodes, the first book that I started with was The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck by Mark Manson. And then I read two other books, not by Mark Manson, but just two other books. So now my fourth book, which will take me through the end of 75 Hard and then some, is called Everything is Fucked by Mark Manson. And it's a book all about hope. So it is, I'm on page like 50 or something. And I just love how he writes. I love the way that he articulates things. There's humor in there. There is like dark humor. There's just so many things about the way that he writes, and honestly just how he puts his words into the book, my brain just eats it up. So if you guys are looking for a nonfiction book out there, definitely look into anything by Mark Manson. I think he's a phenomenal author, and I'm definitely going to be looking into other books that he has written. I'm also excited to get into some fiction books. I know a lot of people are into different type of authors and series, and I just need to kind of look and see what would be best for me out there, because I really didn't think I would be enjoying any nonfiction books, but so far all of these fiction books have really been a vibe. So I'm excited. If you have any recommendations, feel free to DM me on any type of platform that you follow me on. I am all ears. I'm all ready for that. I've been posting daily 75 hard vlogs on TikTok, my personal, which is NataliePee012. If anyone wants to kind of see the journey that I've been going through, I will say that one of the things that hasn't necessarily gotten a lot better is the acne part, because that was one of the reasons why I was really excited for the 75 hard, like especially drinking all the water. But I did end up going to an OBGYN just to see if there's any hormonal things going on. So I am going to be going in for some more testing. So I can definitely do like an episode on that and all things girly related, like, you know, your menstrual cycle and just stuff like that. Because the fact that there are, what, 4 different phases of your menstrual cycle, that you're always constantly in a phase, and one can mean that you're more tired, one can mean that you should be doing certain type of exercises and eating certain types of food. I'm definitely trying to get more educated in that area so I can implement those things moving forward in my life, because no one is getting any younger. So I can definitely do an episode about that later in the future once I have more just of a grasp on all of that information and feel more comfortable and qualified to talk about it. But that is kind of where I'm going with my life currently, just not trying to be too much of a health nut, but in a way where I know I'm putting the best things in my body. And because your body is like a car, you want to put the best things in it, you want to put the best gas in it, you want to treat it well, and you just want it to be in the best condition that it can be, with also having a good life, having a good time, not restricting yourself. As I've mentioned before, I have had a history with stuff like that, so I definitely won't ever go into a deep dive on, you know, like diets and fads, but I just want to make sure that I'm treating my body the best for the different parts of the month that it's in and things like that. So if you've made it this far, I love you so much. I hope you enjoyed the little recap. Next week will be more of a topic focused episode, and I'll definitely be looking to have another episode with submissions and things like that. I think those episodes are so fun. I personally love listening to episodes like that. So as we get more entries in the Google form submission and kind of just build up the It's Nap Time podcast a little bit more, I will definitely maybe have a few episodes a month, maybe once a month, of things that are things you guys are writing in about and just advice columns, things like that. So I love you guys so, so much. I am so happy you are here. Please know that you are so full of purpose. You're so loved. You're so needed. You're so wanted. And rip, Anthony just called me and the episode cut off, but I'm pretty sure I was just showering you guys with love and saying how much I love you. And you are just, please always remember, no matter what's going on, no matter what you're feeling, that emotions and feelings are fleeting, and you're so full of purpose. You are here for a reason. You are meant to be here. You are meant to live this life. You're allowed to take up all the space that you want to. Just please never forget that. Everyone's going to have a rough day, a bad day, and struggle, but please just don't let it last for too long. And if you ever need a pick-me-up, please, please, please come listen to an episode. Please come. This damn train. Please listen to an episode. Please reach out to a loved one. Please just talk to someone. And maybe if it's not about the exact thing that you're going through, just talk to someone that knows you and loves you, and someone that you don't have to try to be around. So I love you so much. Thank you again for being here. This is episode 15, guys. Eek! That's so exciting. Please feel free to leave a rating and review and answer the question after the end of the episode. We can always connect on my socials. It's Naptime Podcast on Instagram, Natalie X Palak on Instagram, and on TikTok, NataliePee012. Thank you guys so much for being here. I hope you have something that you're looking forward to today, tomorrow, this coming week, this month, and just know that you are the moment. You are a bad bitch, okay? I love you so much, and I will talk to you next time. Bye.